Hi, I'm Ria Fu, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Schaumburt.
Joining us is Miss Ria Fu, who was kind enough to take time out of her busy schedule to speak with us, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Ria Fu is a Japanese musician who was born in Japan and, as a young child, spent some time in the United States. Hope to learn more about that and a lot more right now. Hi. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me for an interview. It's a pleasure.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood?
My musical interest started when I was 8 years old. My parents moved to Maryland, U.S., where nobody knows in Japan. It's like a really countryside. And my parents played the Carpenters album to me because their songs were very, you know, their English pronunciation was good and they thought it would be good for my English. So that's when I started listening to the Carpenters. And that's when my music interest began. I immediately wanted to sing like Karen Carpenter, and I was singing the whole time in the car and the house, everywhere, just to sound like Karen. So that was when it all started.
Fascinating. And what led you to want to pursue a career in music? How did it begin?
My music career started when I picked up a guitar that my brother had while I was in high school. I really didn't think I would be somebody who would sing up on stage in front of people because I was such a shy kid. And I was actually preparing my portfolio, art portfolio, to enter art college in London. So I was spending time creating artworks in order to get to college abroad. And as, you know, as a break from all that college prep, I just started playing the guitar and surprisingly, I came up with 30 songs in 1 month. I can't explain how those songs came out. I just played with the guitar chords and all these melodies came out. And then I sent that demo tape to a record company, and that's when my music career began.
Can you give us some insight into your songwriting process?
My songwriting process is pretty much like maybe boiling pasta or just doing the laundry or just those daily routine, but not a boring routine, of course. It's something that is very inspiring. And strangely, all the songs come to me in a moment that I never expect, that I least expect. Like right before I go to sleep, or when I'm in the shower, or when I'm walking on the street where I can't possibly record anything. I used to like run into a phone booth and sing to my cell phone and stuff like that. So songwriting for me is part of like enjoying a nice view, or you know, watching a beautiful scene and feeling really touched by it, or just that it's a beautiful encounter in my daily life.
Who are your musical influences?
My musical influence is, as I said earlier, definitely the Carpenters. I learned how to sing from the Carpenters, listening to the Carpenters. It's really the root of the kind of melody I create and even the lyrics. And as I got older, I started listening to female singer-songwriters like Alanis Morissette, Sheryl Crow, Michelle Branch, and then recently I'm more into the 70s singer-songwriters like Carole King and Joni Mitchell, Kate Bush, and it's amazing to kind of look back and rediscover such amazing artists in the past.
In the light of your recent release of an album comprised of your renditions of songs by the Carpenters and your special connection with the Carpenters. Could you tell us more about that and your latest CD?
My latest album, Maria Fu Sings the Carpenters, it's all about me and the Carpenters, how I respect them, and it's not only a cover album, it's a tribute album. And I covered one of the most famous Carpenter songs, but some of them I've added some weird and wacky arrangements, and half of it it's done in a live recording, which the arrangement is really old-fashioned in a good old style. So the arrangement and the sound is actually very diverse. And also, the most important song in this album for me is a song called Dear Karen. It's a tribute song for Karen Carpenter. And this year is the 30th anniversary or memorial since the passing of Karen. And although I've never lived in the same times she did, I grew up with her voice, and that's what made me who I am right now. So this song is all about a thank you letter to Karen, and in a broad way, thank you letter to music, all great music that has been passed on to this generation and will probably pass on to the next.
One of your songs that we've enjoyed playing on our show is I Want to Go to a Place, which I believe was used as an ending theme for Gundam Seed Destiny. Can you tell us something about your inspiration for that song and how it came about?
The song that was used for Gundam Seed Destiny was titled I Want to Go to a Place. I wrote this song when I was 18, and I was a typical troubled, I don't know who I am, I don't know my identity sort of teenager. And I wrote this because I wanted to really find a place where I could feel like I'm safe and I'm okay. But looking back on it, I think it was a song about finding your true self or finding a comfortable state of mind. So in a way, this song has been a really big themed song for me through these past almost 10 years. And the connection with Gundam Seed Destiny, the story is pretty incredible because I wrote this before even watching this animation. But there were a lot of connections to it since the story is about like space and war and all that, finding peace. So I really think there was a magical connection between this song and the animation.
You express your creativity through visual art and design as well as music. Would you tell us more about your projects involving art and design?
I graduated an art college and I majored in painting. And just as I love singing or making songs, I still really enjoy painting. And recently my themes for the paintings are construction sites. What's fascinating about construction sites is that it's constantly moving, constantly changing, unlike this still cityscape. There's something really organic about construction sites and the shapes of the cranes and the cones and the people working there, that sort of uniqueness, the movement there is really fascinating for me. And not a lot of people understand it when I talk about having a thing for construction sites, but I think I'm going to carry this on and try to make hundreds of paintings of construction sites.
In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't discussed thus far?
Thank you for this opportunity, for this interview. I really appreciate this offer. And one of the biggest ambition for me right now is to actually reach to people outside Japan. Since I speak English and Japanese, and also I'm influenced by American and UK music, and I sort of want to kind of cross the boundaries, since, you know, everything is becoming digital and very easy to access from anywhere in the world. I hope this interview would be another step to that, crossing the boundary. So, please check out my website and follow me on Twitter and all that stuff, and I hope to meet you guys in person in the near future.
That sounds great. Very good. That's great. We'll provide links to that on our website. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Take care. The J-Pop Exchange right here on The Saint will be right back.